So the Gemara says, by the way, this idea of a permanent Beis HaMikdash is actually brought out much earlier on in history. Chazal tell us that really, as soon as the Jewish people stepped out of the sea, it says, they should have, if they would have merited, they were supposed to, as soon as they stepped out of the sea, they should have entered into Eretz Yisrael and built the Beis HaMikdash immediately. And it's brought, we know, it's brought in Svarim, that if they, the famous Megal HaMukas, that says that if they would have, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have brought the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael right directly after Yitzhak Mitzrayim, we wouldn't have had this whole process of a temporary Beis HaMikdash, two temporary Beis HaMikdash leading to a permanent Beis HaMikdash, but that entrance into Eretz Yisrael and that building the Beis HaMikdash would have been the ultimate redemption. That would have been the permanent. So the Rebbe says, comes out that it was already supposed to have been a long time ago. If they would have merited it already at the time that they came out of Mitzrayim, the Eretz is ready in terms of, as it is from above, we're ready for the... So the Rebbe says, so That reality doesn't change. That reality is permanent. If that's where they were holding from above, we're holding by the permanent redemption and the permanent Beis HaMikdash, that means from above it's already present. The only reason why if that's not the reality that we have, that's only because of external factors. Because of external factors, in terms of the tachten, in terms of the lower reality, we weren't ready to embrace that higher reality. That higher reality was present already then, and it's permanent. It's always all matters of Torah are eternal. All matters of Torah are permanent. That's what Torah says. Where, in terms of what was coming from above, is a permanent redemption, a permanent base. Something's already since Yetzias Mitzrayim. Since Kriyas Yamsuf.